Who watches the Watchmen? In the past week alone, there have been three potential security incidents that have been released by large IT suppliers. One of the companies that Oracle recently acquired, Micros, has experienced a security breach in their point-of-sale systems. Microsoft apparently has a set of quote-unquote golden keys that allow backdoor access to their systems, and they could have potentially been compromised. And IBM put an entire country at risk with the failure of Australia's census system. So we rely on technology to make things more convenient. But what happens when that information makes it more convenient to hack your life? This week we're discussing IT security failures. I'm Joe Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast episode number 36. Before we get to the main stories this week, let's have a rundown of the acquisitions that have taken place over the last 8 days. Apple announced that they acquired the company Turi, which is a machine learning company. While Apple declined to comment on financial terms, GeekWire suggests that the deal was worth upwards of $200 million. Monster.com got picked off by Randstad for $429 million. I suppose it makes sense that Monster.com would get acquired after LinkedIn was recently picked up by Microsoft, but does anyone still use Monster? Seriously, I really want to know. And Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, a company that has been selling off almost everything, picked up high-performance computer company, SGI, for approximately $275 million. SGI was formerly known as Silicon Graphics, Inc., and has approximately 1,100 employees worldwide. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise says that the move will help push the company into big data analytics and high-performance computing. In the rumor department, there's another IBM rumor that they may pick up company Imperva. Imperva is a leading provider of data and application security solutions that protects business-critical information in the cloud and on-premise. Now, that's an interesting segue, because IBM has been attempting to invest in security companies, and this week we see all of these potential security breaches. So let's start with Oracle. Last week, Oracle Security detected and addressed malicious code in certain legacy Micros systems. Oracle purchased Micros in 2014 and is a point-of-sale system. In order to prevent reoccurrence, Oracle implemented additional security measures for legacy Micros systems, consistent with standard security remediation protocols. Oracle is requiring Micros customers to change the passwords on all Micros accounts. An interesting side note, if you pay attention to the news during the holiday season, a lot of companies over the last few months have experienced security breaches in their cash registers. An article from Fortune magazine on August 8th indicates that this Micros breach could have been the root cause of several of these security breaches with retail outlets. Fortune interviewed Gartner IT specialist Aviva Litan, and Litan told Fortune, "I think it is very likely that this security issue was at the root of those breaches." And here's a quote that is completely out of context from Oracle's CSO, Mary Ann Davidson, on security from 2012. This is from Computer World, and I quote, "Davidson lambasted the Payment Card Industry Security Standards Council for requiring vendors to disclose to PCI any known security vulnerabilities and associated security breaches. Or she puts it succinctly, to tell your customers that you have to rat them out to PCI. She added, to make it perfectly clear where she's coming from, that information security vulnerabilities at Oracle are on a need-to-know basis. From that quote, the fact that they issued a press release about the security breach tells me that it is much bigger than just a quote-unquote legacy equipment problem. There's probably more to come on this one. Meanwhile, Microsoft accidentally leaked air quote golden keys that unlock every Windows device. According to the IBI Times, the leak was uncovered by two security researchers who revealed that the security flaw allowed malicious entities with admin rights or physical access to a device to bypass secure boot and not only run other operating systems like Linux or Android on a device, but also install it and execute rootkits and bootkits. This whole incident is calling into question the validity of the existence of golden keys and why they shouldn't exist. ExtremeTech.com basically says, "It's not a major issue because you need physical access to the box. However, it is a folly to rely on the idea of backdoors and to think that they can be locked down and perfectly controlled." It does seem kind of odd that a company would purposely build in a backdoor into their operating system. Someone is going to exploit that. And what is going on with IBM? To round out this trifecta of security information, on the surface, the failure of Australia's census system, which has an IBM backbone, has not been called a security issue. The system just theoretically went down, air quotes. But many suspect that the delayed outage was a result of not only a denial of service attack, but concerns that there was actually penetration and some actual user information, basically personal information, of Australians that used the system were hacked and some not benign entity got access to the data. So this entire situation poses an interesting dilemma for government and anything that is used to aggregate information from a large group of people. We have these systems on paper that should be able to do a much better job than physical counting. I'm going to use an example of voting. In the United States, the voting process is arduous. And with the technology that is available, you would have to think there is a better way to conduct the voting process. After the chaos of voting issues in Florida in the 2000 election, one would have assumed that there would have been some technological solution that was introduced, as opposed to changing forms around. But that never happened. And it might never happen, but for an incident like this to occur, where even something like a census can be hacked, would you trust a vote to an electronic system that could potentially be hacked? So while I'm wondering about potential future use of voting and census technology, the Prime Minister of Australia is ready to hang someone because of these issues that have occurred during the last week. And he stated, and I quote, "Heads are going to roll."
Oh, with their heads!
I'm going to slide in some other IBM news since it's topically accurate. For months, I've been reading that IBM has attempted to renew a support contract with Vodafone. Well, last week they announced that they have, in fact, renewed with Vodafone in India for $900 million. The interesting side note is that they are potentially using subcontractors, or other suppliers will also be in the mix for this support solution. But if you've been following, because we did mention this on the podcast a few times, they did manage to secure the renewal with Vodafone, and that was apparently a huge priority for them. One final IT note before we get into some news that you can use. A former EMC executive has stated that Amazon ate his old business, and it is never going to recover. Business Insider recently had an interview with Formation Data Systems CEO Mark Lewis, who was formerly of EMC, about storage, and about the cloud, and about Amazon. And Lewis basically said, and I quote, "The traditional storage market, where companies buy specialized hardware called storage arrays to hold and manage corporate data, is never coming back. And there are two main reasons for this death spiral. Number one, storage technology continually gets faster and cheaper. And number two, Amazon changed the game." He goes on to say that by using Amazon, companies don't need to buy big, expensive storage arrays, and they don't have to store it on their own anymore. He goes on to describe the different technologies that Google and Amazon use to make their technologies cheaper. Long and short of it is, EMC storage arrays and companies like that is going to be ever increasingly difficult to become competitive with these cloud storage solutions, which we've mentioned on this podcast several times. I like to call it the race to the bottom, but I will say, I'm sure there will always be industries like banking and medical information that will have trouble migrating into the cloud and in shared environments because of security reasons. And now we'll finish things up with some news that you can use. Did you know that most CEOs are planning to kill their companies?
"I feel lethal, on the verge of frenzy. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip."
Tell me that isn't the most clickbait headline you have ever heard in your life. An article from CIO Magazine states, and I quote, "2/3 of CEOs don't think that their companies can keep up. The actual question focused on the fact that CEOs are focused on innovating through acquisition rather than organically. But the translation is, they have no confidence in their own organization's ability to innovate. This is a significant problem for every employee because it implies that the CEOs feel a large portion of their firms are unwilling or unable to perform." CIO Magazine goes on to say that acquisitions should be the exception, not the rule. Yet the opposite appears to be true. "Now, it is unlikely that 75% of firms can't execute. So this is likely a blend of CEOs not understanding what is being done and organizations that are being restricted by policy, culture, or practices. But overall, it certainly doesn't bode well for job security." I still maintain that that's a ridiculous headline. And by the way, KPMG is the group that finished the CEO survey. It's a little bit suspicious that a consulting firm is releasing a study that basically says organizations can't deliver. But who knows? Maybe they're onto something. And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, you can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music has been provided by Google. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.